Welcome, everybody, to the third in a series of EFT for March. This one tonight will be Procrastination. And Sandy, what's the subtitle of that, Procrastination?
Why do I always wait until the last minute to
Why do
get
I,
started?
Thank you. Why do I always wait until the last minute to get started? We are taping this recording, and it will be made available for a few weeks. Next week is the last in the series, which we will be focusing on talking. We'll be having a discussion and a Q&A with Sandy about why EFT for coaching, the benefits, the challenges involved. So I hope that many of you can join us live for that so that you can ask your questions. Today, before we go through and have some volunteers, we follow a very similar format. Sandy Wiener has been working, my business partner, I'm Roberta Hill, by the way. Sandy's been working with EFT for a number of years with many clients in coaching and outside of coaching. And she'll give us a brief background of what EFT is, where it comes from. Then we're going to move into the tapping points, which I hope most of you have in front of you on the website or downloaded. We will be referring to that, and we will also encourage you to bring a piece of paper and pencil. We do have one exercise that we're going to ask you to do. So it's very points, and for people who may, this may be the first session that they're listening to. Then we'll pick up the procrastination topic and work with two of you, depending on how long it takes, narrowing it down. We will be doing a left brain, right brain kind of exercise, answering any questions that you have, and that should wrap up after about 85, 90 minutes. We're pretty good on time on that. So that's the format for today, and I'll step in whenever there's a lull or I think there needs to be something interjected, or I have a question. Sometimes I have questions of Sandy. But other than that, Sandy, why don't you start off and please give us a brief background to EFT and then take us into the tapping points.
Okay, just to go over EFT, or often known by its real name, the Emotional Freedom Technique, was started by a guy named Gary Craig. And Gary had taken training from this wonderful person, Fred Gallo, who came up with TFT, another one of those wonderful acronyms, which is Thought Field Therapy. And the training was very extensive, very expensive, and very complex. And Gary, being an engineer, said, something about this doesn't make a lot of sense, but having very precise places to tap on just is really much too complex and hard to believe that it's really necessary. So we started experimenting.